Hamshich last week and really go over why he develops the idea that he develops. It's actually very, very interesting. It starts with relatively small points, but it's like a very, very interesting mahalach. He starts off with a gemara at the end of the first parak of Brachos. Daf Yud Aleph on the base. The gemara brings a member of Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says, Kol HaKayre Avram Over Biaseh. Anyone who refers to Avram Avinu by his original name, Avram, transgresses a positive mitzvah. The pasuk says, Lo Yikare Od Eshimcha Avram. Not only Vahaya Shimcha, in other words, the Asay is Vahaya Shimcha Avraham. So you're Avram and Asay, and the Gemara then says, you're also Avram and Lo Saseh, Lo Yikare Od Shimcha Avram. Now, obviously, when the Gemara says over b'yaseh, it obviously does not mean you're over in one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. As far as I know, there is no minyan hamitzvahs that lists, you know, the iser d'oraisa of calling Avram Avram. But this we see that the lashon of aseh and lo sase is used by Chazal not always to refer to something that is mamish in iser, but to refer to improper behavior or not proper. In other words, something that's improper, we say it's a lo sase. Something that's proper is an asay. An example that's actually given, that the word usher doesn't always mean usher. Just to give you a totally unrelated area, which is very similar. This might be very relevant, so it might be kedai to mention. The Rambam says, by hugging chibuk v'nishuk of a sister once she is a gedola, which means once she's become a nidah, once she's 11 or older. So the Rambam has very strong lashonis. The Rambam says it's usur, it's shtus, it's pritzus. The person that does this is ignorant. So it seems to be worse than a regular isur, right? For stam negias, to stam azai be chivik penishek, a woman, the Rambam just says it's usur. This, he says, it's usur, and you're a shaita, and you're a Russian. So paradoxically, like Shakespeare said, when you protest too much, paradoxically, the Prisha learns that Meikra din it is mutter. It's not because there's no sexual attraction. Like Chibuk Venishik is usher because of sexual attraction. But the Rambam holds that it's not a proper Hanhaga of Tznias. Therefore, the Prisha says, if it's akrai, if it's occasional and sporadic, the Prisha actually says it is mutter. It's almost like a double negative, like the stronger the Rambam says it's usher, the less issue it really is. It's like the Rambam had to be mechazik. But you see over there that even when the Rambam says a lashon isser, right? But here we're saying it with Chazal. Okay. Now, the Gemara then asks, well, how come if I call Yaakov, Yaakov? It says, lo yikare od shimcha, Yaakov. Why isn't it the same thing? The Gemara says, clearly that's not the case by Yaakov, because the Torah continues to use the name Yaakov. So Al Korchach, it doesn't replace it totally. In other words, by Yaakov, it's a double pleasure. Yisrael is the Iker name, but Yaakov is still a permissible Tafel name. Mashenken by Avram, it's Menutak Lagamri from the old name of Avram. Right? This is the Gemara Bar Kapara. Now, Rebbe Kiveger calls our attention. He says in the Gilyon HaShas, Ayin Mogen Avram, Orechayim, Simen Kufnun Vav. That's all. Gilyon HaShas will often have just a reference to something. Now, the Mogen Avram in Kufnun Vav is actually a very fascinating Mogen Avram, because the Mogen Avram just gives you a long list of 50 Mamare Chazal, which say that something is improper or proper, that are not codified in the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam doesn't answer it. In other words, and among the list of 50 is this rule, that the Magen Avraham says the Isser of calling Avraham Avram is not in the Rif, and it's not in the Rambam, and it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham brings it la'alacha, but he doesn't really give a reason why none of the posts can bring it. So the Tzlach, the Night of Yehuda in Brachas, starts off with this, you know, relatively small kasha. I mean, because most of us don't have a particular urge to call Avraham Avraham. It's not, you know, something I have to do. But the question is, why do the Paiskim not bring that Gemara lahalacha? Okay, and the Magen Avraham notes that there are, in fact, many, many Mamar Chazal that are not brought down. By the way, the Gilyon HaShas, just I'm sure you've heard it over the years, the Gilyon HaShas, which are Rabbi Kiviger's little notes on the side, this was his Bekiyas Seder. In other words, when he was learning Bekiyas, he would write little Ha'aris on the side. And the story is, his Bekiyas Seder was 1,000 blot a day. 1,000 blot a day, so that would be, that would finish Shas, you know, Shas every week. You finish finish Shas every week. And he would write those little Ha'aris just to remind himself about this. But they say, B'Shem D'Chazen Ish, when someone told him that Rabbi Kiviger was so great, he could do 1,000 blot a day, the Chazen Ish says, Rabbi Kiviger was even greater. He could do one blot in 1,000 days. He had the Kayach of Ian that was so great that for 1,000 days he could do one blot. So Rabbi Kiviger had both mitzvahs. Which means, it's an important lesson, which means, B'Zeir Anpin, great, 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 infinitesimally reduced magnitude, we also have to have those two kaychas, right? In other words, one, even Rav Chaim said, Rav Chaim said, a person has to learn how to learn fast. And when somebody said, well, we can't learn fast, we have to concentrate and be Mayan, he says, no. He says, you can train yourself to learn fast too, in a good way. Just kind of, it's a way of not, I don't know. I mean, Rav Chaim said a person has to simultaneously be able to learn Gemara quickly and learn Gemara slowly. You have to have two modes of intense concentration. There's an intense concentration where you can gobble it up in a good way, and then there's the intense concentration where your mind doesn't wander and you can focus on being Ma'ayin in a concert. Okay. So this is what the Tzlach wants to say. The Tzlach wants to say the following. The Tzlach wants to say that Bar Kapiris Halacha is actually Tali on the Machlokes Ben Zayma and the Chachamim. Now, if you remember, Ben Zayma is the one that says you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, because we're Marbe, Kol Yemet Laman, Tiskor, Es Yoyim, Seischa, Meyeres Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Yemei Chayecha would have been Yonim. Kail Yemei Chayecha is Marba the night. But what does Ben Zayma hold about Limosa Mashiach? So the Gemara explains, Limosa Mashiach, you're not going to be Maskir. Why aren't you going to be Maskir? Because the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Lo Yaymar Oid, Hina Yamin Boyim. Behold, days are coming where people are no longer going to say, thank you, Hashem, for taking me out of Mitzrayim, but they're going to say, thank you, Hashem, for Kibbutz Golis. Again, that is why Ben Zayma uses Kol to be Mar Benait and not Limosa Mashiach, because he learns that the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is telling me we're not going to be Maskir Limosa Mashiach. That's Ben Zayma. The Chachamim, on the other hand, do use it to be Bar Mimosa Mashiach. Why? Because they say Lo Ye Omer Od doesn't mean it's Nekar Lagamri. It just means it'll be tougher. So, with respect to the Mashiach aspect of the Machlokas, hear what the Tzlach is saying. With respect to the Mashiach aspect of the Machlokas, Ben Zoma learns that the words Lo Ye Omer Od is a total Akira. The Chachamim say it just means it's being moved from an Iker to a Tafel. That's Lo Ye Omer Od by Mashiach. So the Tzlach says the following logical jump. The same Machlokes, how do you linguistically interpret Lo Ye Omer Od, should apply equally to the Pasuk of Avraham, Lo Yikare Od, Shimcha Avraham. So like Ben Zayma, who says that the mashmais of Lo Ye Omer Oid is total Akira, so Bar Kapara's din will follow. You're not allowed to call. Now, Yaakov is different because that's a separate thing, but you're not allowed to call him Avram or Avram. But, like the Chachamim, who say, Lo Yeomer Ayt just means it's not going to be a Nikar, it'll be a Tafel. So, who I did by Avram, it could be the same thing. So, that's Chiddush number one of the Tzlach. In other words, the Tzlach wants to say that Bar Kapara's din is MS only like Ben Zayma. Bar Kapara's din is not MS like the Chachamim. Everyone follow that part of reasoning. Okay. So we then have to ascertain how we paskin. Do we paskin like Ben Zayma, or do we paskin like the Chachamim? Now, the Chayr like this. The pashtus of the machlokes Ben Zayma and the Chachamim is they're not only arguing about Mashiach, rather Ben Zayma is mechayev at night, and the Chachamim pater at night. And that's how the Tzlach starts off. That's the pashtus of the machlokes. So, the Tzlach wants to say the following. Let's first go with the Rif. The Rif does not specifically indicate in the machlokes Ben Zayma and the Chachamim, if we pass from like Ben Zayma or the Chachamim, meaning you can't be machriya from the Rif. The Rif does bring that you're machriyev to mention Yitzhiz Yisrael at night, but he doesn't say if it's Daraisa, because even like the Chachamim, who are not machriyev on a Daraisa level, there's a Chiyuv Rabbanan. So you don't really know. But the Night of Yehuda wants to be machriyev that the Rif, Alibi Diyemis, paskins like the Chachamim and not like Ben Zayma. What's the Raya? Because the Rif brings a famous Mishnah in Brachas. He brings this Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Yeshua ben Korcha is focusing on the sequence of Shema. Why is the Parsha of Shema recited before the Parsha of Vayayim Shemoa? So Zat Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, because first a person is Makabel, Ayo Malchus Shamayim, that there's one Hashem that is my king, and then I'm ready to be Makabel Ayo Mitzvahs. Okay, so far so good. He then goes on, this is the Mishnah, and says, why is Vayayim Shamoa said before Vayomer, which is the Parsha of Tzitzis? So what is the answer? Well, Hayayim Shemoa, which talks about Talmud Torah, is a mitzvah that applies Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Vayomer is a mitzvah that only applies Bayom. Now, the Rif brings that mission. Now, on some level, it's not so clear why the Rif brings that mission. That's just an inyan of Agadita. The Rif does not bring Agadita. The Rif brings things that are only Nageya LaHalacha. This is not Nogel Allah. Everybody's mitre. This is the sequence. I mean, what is this? What does this Mishnah teach me about Halach? So maybe it says ingeniously, although it's such a subtle remez that I'm not sure that the Rif could have been mechav in this because he should have been more befeirish. But he says this is a subtle remez that the Rif paskins like the Chachamim, because remember in the Parsha of Tzitzis there are two mitzvahs we're talking about. We're talking about the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and we're also talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzeisiyas. Now, if you hold like Ben Zayma that the mitzvah applies even at night, then why do you say Vayomer is only Noheg B'yom? So since the Rif brings that Mishnah, Lahalacha, the Rif actually paskins like the Chachamim, that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa of Zechira at night, even though midrabanan there still is, to be sure. Memela, the Night of Yehuda says, wonderful, once it's naniach, that the Rif paskins like Ben Zayma, I'm sorry, like the Chachamim, then it turns out by Mashiach, you're going to be maskir, right? Like the Chachamim, that means you are going to be masculine most of Mashiach, meaning lo yeyomer ay just means ikar v'tafel. Memela by Avraham Avinu also, it means ikar v'tafel, and that's why the Rif doesn't bring these. You hear the Night of Yehuda's carrots for the rush, for the riff, the Balika Teretz. But our problem is, this is not Miyashiv the Rambam, because the Rambam clearly does say there's a chiyuv to be maskir yitzias Mitzrayim balayla min ha Torah. Not like in the Rif, you could say midrabbanan, because the Rif doesn't always say if it's deraisa or drabbanan. The Rambam says v'feirish min ha Torah. Now, if it's min ha Torah, the pashtus is he paskins like Ben Zayma. That's the pashtus. If he paskins like Ben Zayma, that means you're not going to be maskir limosa Mashiach, because lo yayomer ayit is a total akira. A bazai, if it's a total akira by Mashiach, it's a total akira by Abraham. A bazai, if the Rambam paskins like Ben Zayma, the Rambam should have brought the halacha of Bar Kapora, kolakore Abraham Abraham. In other words, the teretz that the tzlach gave to the Rif is not going to be a good yeshiv to the Rambam. So here, now this part I mentioned last week, but now I'll just repeat it so you see how it connects. So here's where the tzlach comes with his chiddush, that you're making the following mistake. Just because the Rambam paskins your mechuyev to be maskir at night, doesn't mean he's going like Ben Zayma. Now there's Neid Yehuda's chiddush is that it's true that Ben Zayma is mar ben night from kol, and the Chachamim use kol limosa Mashiach, but the Chachamim who use kol limosa Mashiach are also mode your masker at night, because they don't need the riboy. In other words, Ben Zayma needs a riboy for night, and that is what he uses kol for. The Chachamim, granted, use kol for limosa Mashiach, but that doesn't mean you don't do it at night. It simply means you don't need a riboy for reasons I'll explain. Memela, the Neid Yehuda says, based on my chiddush, he says, good. The Rambam doesn't say I pass him like Ben Zoma. The Rambam just says I'm mechayev to be masker at night. But if you learn that even the Chachamim are made into that halacha, it could be legabi limosa Mashiach. The Rambam would be made. You are masker limosa Mashiach. So lo yayomarai is ikur v'tavel. So Avraham is going to be Iker B'Tachim as well. Right? That's why out of this relatively small kasha, this is how the Neid Yehuda builds his whole binyan. Now,
why don't we explain the Rif as holding that Derabbanan you need to say, remember it's Jesus, right? If you could just answer it like this.
No, you're right. Once we give this teretz, it works for the Rif as well. But again, This teretz is a big chiddush, because most people who learn the sugya are assuming that since we only know night from the riboy of kol, once the chachamim use kol for Mashiach, they would say you're not maskir at night. And that was the first mahalach he was going with. So therefore, the problem would be that you can't paskin at night and not have ram din. But you're 100% correct. In fact, it's very mistavra. It's not mistavra. We normally don't assume a machlekes the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif are together 95% of the time. So if the Rif doesn't say if it's Daraisa or Drabbanan, it's very misguided that he would go with this teretz as well. But initially, he was learning the sugya the simpler way, that it's only Ben Zayma that's Mar Ben Night. And the Neid Yehuda says, so it turns out, according to Neid Yehuda, and this is very different than if you're learning Gafyomi or whatever it is, this is not the way people commonly learn the daf. Most people learn, right, the average pshat in the Gemara, and most Rishayim say it as well, is that Ben Zayma is Marbe Night and not Mashiach. The Chachamim are Marbe Mashiach and not Night. And according to the Chachamim, you're not Masker at Night. That's how Rav Chaim learns. The Neid of Yehuda's Chiddush is, yes, Ben Zayma is Marbe Night and not Mashiach. The Chachamim are Marbe Mashiach. But you're chayev at night because you don't need a riboy for night, because there's no reason to exclude it. That's his kinech. That is a chiddush. That is a chiddush. But according to that, therefore, just because the Rambam says you're maskir at night, the oraisa, does not commit him to Ben Zoma. He could just as well follow the Chachamim, and that's going to be Miyashiv, Kolakore Avram Avram. Again, just tremendous, you know, just a bit of trivia, apropos of nothing, but just reminds me. You know, when Hitler, Yimach Shemo, was trying to destroy Am Yisrael, so he was afraid, as these types of people are, that no one's even going to remember there were ever Jews in the world, so he's not going to get the credit for his tremendous accomplishment. Because he wanted people to know there were so many Jews that he managed to destroy. So he decided to collect a great museum of many, many Jewish artifacts. And this was going to be in Prague, a museum of the extinct Jewish people. Tefillin and Svarim and plates and china and Abdullah candles. And this museum was actually set up, a huge, huge museum in Prague. And I remember around 20 years ago, it came to the United States, a traveling exhibition, so people would see. Because in a way, it was kind of the best repository of the cultural artifacts of religious culture, Jewish culture in Europe. So I remember, you know, I went, again, this was like maybe 25 years ago, and, you know, there's Abdullah candles and Abdullah cups and plates. Okay, you know, I mean, how many Abdullah Besamim boxes you want to look at. But then I saw that there was like a notebook, a yellowed notebook. Nobody would think, then just a notebook. It's no big deal. People looking at the Abdullah candles and everything else. This yellow notebook, and this is by far the most important thing in this gigantic exhibit, was the original notebook of the Tzlach and Brachos, Meir Yehuda's own notebook, the Ksav Yad of the Chidushim and Brachos. That's, talk about the, it's called the precious legacy. Talk about the precious legacy. That was the real precious legacy. Unfortunately, it was under glass, so you couldn't turn the pages. It was open to the one page, but you couldn't see anything anything else. Okay. Yeah. Well, again, keep in mind that when an Achron argues with Rishayim, that the Achron is offering it as an interpretation of a Rishon. So in a sense, he's saying, I have a Rishon that says like me. Yeah, but Neir Bichlal was a very independent Pesach. In fact, you may know the Neir Yehuda is a very, very famous Shita that tries to prove that all of our Shiurim have doubled. Neir Yehuda Shita, let's take a Kazayas, right? A Kazayas is defined in Halacha as equivalent to the volume of either a half an egg or a third of an egg. That's another machlokas rishayim. So let's go with half of an egg just to make it convenient. And the Neir Yehuda says that our eggs are one half the size they were in the time of Chazal. He proves it through cheshbonos. Therefore, every shiur in terms of eggs or kazaisim has to be doubled. If a kazayis is a half an egg, a kazayis is a whole egg today, because a whole egg today is equal to a half of an egg in the time of Chazal. And he does prove it by looking at, because Gemara gives you an equivalent of shiurim based on fingers and then based on volume of a mikveh, etc. And then Rita pointed out there's almost a 2-to-1 difference in the shiurim. The Mishnah Berura says, v'halacha, one should be machmir, like the native Yehuda, on shiurim da'oraisa, and can be, that's correct, and can be makel, like the other poskim, on shiurim drabanan. That's why you'll notice that the first kazayas of matzah is, you know, when they give you a chart, is a much larger amount than korach. Because the first kazayas of matzah is deraisa, korach is drabanan, etc. So it's based on that cheshbon. Now, this was a very, very revolutionary psak. I mean, no posek before the Nebbiuda ever said such a thing. And yet, the Rebbe was willing to be machriya that way, that niskat nu habeitzim, that the eggs have grown smaller. Now, I just want to point out, in Lundus, there are actually two different tainus against the Rebbe, there are two different arguments against him. Argument number one is what he's saying factually true? Is there any reason to assume that the eggs are one half the size? That's kind of a strange thing. People are generally taller than they were. We know that because of diet and other things. So the tendency has been that people are bigger, you know, kids, whatever it is. So it's hard to say the eggs would shrink by 50%. The other taina, which is a more lumdisha taina, is, and this really depends on how you understand the shiur, even if it shrunks, so what? If the egg shrinks, the shiur shrinks. In other words, this is conceptually the question. Does the Torah give you a shiur, which Chazal described as the size of an egg, but whether the egg grows or shrinks, the shiur is the same, or no? Is the etzem shiur a chatzideya? So if the eggs grow smaller, the shiur grows smaller. Right? In London, it's such a taina. In other words, shiur mar halacha l'moshe misinai. But was the shiur nimser in terms of a specific size? Or was the shiur nimser in terms of kazayas or kabeya? There are achrayim the taina, connected to the native Yehuda, that it makes no difference if the egg shrunk or the olive shrunk. If the shear is kazayas or kabeya, then we can eat less. So obviously he's assuming in his assumption that the Torah gave you a specific size, which Chazal describe as kabeya. So if we could show that the egg shrinks, you're going to have to eat double to get the same size. But in Lumdus, it's a big, big shaila. How do you perceive shiurim that were given to Moshe B'Sinai in terms of that? Okay, I just brought it up as an example of the independence now of the Native Yehuda. But be it as it may, so now it turns out that according to the Native Yehuda's final pshat, the Machlekes Ben Zayman the Chachamim is about Mashiach, to be sure. But Lagabe night, there is a Machlokes, but it's a much narrower Machlokes than you would think. It's not a Machlokes, are you Maskir at night? But Ben Zayma says, I would have a Hava Amina not to, and therefore I need a Reboy of Kol. And the Chachamim say, I don't have a Hava Amina not to, therefore I don't need a Reboy of Kol. Right? That's how the Negev Yehuda is now learning this Machlokas, at least the way the Rambam will understand it. And I mentioned last week that he says there's a Siyua to this understanding from the Lashon of the Mishnah itself, because the Lashon of the Mishnah itself starts off categorically, Maskirin, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Balelos, and it doesn't say Divrei Benzoma, Mashma, that first sentence is L'Divrei HaKayel, and that's how he wants to learn in the Rambam. So what is it, Taliyan? Why does Ben Zayma need a Riboy for night? Because there's a Hava Mina not. And the Chachamim say, oh, night is Pasha. So Negev Yehuda says, Gevaldik, this is Tali on yet another Machlokas. And that is the following. It's actually a Machlokas on Moriam. Again, I mean, it gets more and more intricate because he takes a Machlokas on Moriam and he says it's connected to a Machlokas Tanayim, even though the Gemara itself doesn't say Lamech Tanoi, right? Usually the Gemara will, and yet he wants to say that the Amoraim are really arguing over this as well. There's a Machlekes like this. We know that there is a Chiyuv. One of the Chiyuvei Tefillah is you have to be Somech Geulo L'Tefillah. This is a very, very Chomer Halacha, that you're not allowed to be Mafsik at all for anything between Goal Yisrael and Shimon Ezra. You have to be Seimech Geulo L'Tfila. Rashi says this is based on the fact that Tehillim Yud Tes ends Hashem Tzuri VeGay Ali. Hashem is my Gael. And then Tehillim Chaf is Lamatzeach Mizmar L'David Yancha Hashem B'Yayim Tzara. Hashem shall answer you when you call out to him on a day of tzara. That's tefillah. So since David HaMelech was Seimech, Gula L'Tefillah, Chazal were Kaveya, we are Mechuyev to be Seimech, Gula L'Tefillah. In that connection, there's a Gemara that's very hard to understand, where one of the Amoraim said, one day I managed to be Seimech, Gula L'Tefillah, and I was happy the whole day. It's a big problem because that implies that somehow it's a hard thing too. I mean, even according to our, you know, Loma Grega, I mean, we seem to kind of do it every day. You know, it's hard to imagine what exactly was the great, unique, unusual accomplishment. Baruch Hashem, I was Seimech gula l'tefillah. Now maybe, this is a bit of a daichek, maybe it works, maybe the pshat is, I don't know, who says it's unique? Maybe he's just saying that to do a mitzvah properly, even if I do it all the time, is so gavaldic, I should be happy all day. Maybe that's what he's saying, which is a big chizik for a person. You know, so sometimes a person has a bad day, I didn't learn so well, but you know, will you say the gula l'tefillah today? You know, you should give a person simcha, I did the Ratzon Hashem in something. That's not the pashas of the Gemara, but it might be a nice machshava. Maybe he means the kavana of feeling Hashem is my gaya. That's something we don't always have. Okay, be it as it may. Some do learn that way, but again, but the pashas is that that actually could work because let's say the shayla is. Although the halacha, I mean, if I'm davening kevasikin, and I reach Gaul Yisrael, and it's still not nates yet, I am supposed to daven. In other words, I'm not mafsik lulu litzvila that the shmonesh would be kevasikin. So if what he was happy about was nates, then the chari would have said nates as opposed to lulu litzvila. But you're saying it's possible. Maybe he's saying I was able to chap lulu litzvila with nates. It could be that. That would make sense. Now, the Gemara asks a bunch of kashas. What about Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? And the Gemara says, that's Tefillah Arichta. That's Tefillah Arichta. Okay. Now, in the day of Shachris, for sure, you have to be Sarvach Gulu Litzvila. The question is there a Chiyav of Smichas Gulu Litzvila by Mayrav? So it's actually a Machlaikas Rav Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yechanan says, you are mechuyev at night as well to be Saimech Gula Litzvila. Now, that actually raises a lot of problems because, well, wait a second here. So, and we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, there is a chiyev of Shemichas Gula Litzvila at night. But how could that be? I say Brachat Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then I say the Bracha of Hashkiveinu. So that the Gemara already answered, that just like Hashem Sepasai Tiptach is considered to be the beginning of Tefillah, Hashkiveinu, asking Hashem to protect you, acknowledging Hashem as your Shomer Amo Yisrael Ma'ad, is considered to be a Hemshech of Geula. So Hashkiveinu is extending Geula. Hashem Sepasai Tiptach is extending Tefillah. Of course, the Baruch Hashem Leolam, which we don't say in Eretz, so that's a separate matter, and that's a Takanas HaGa'inim, maybe I'll talk about that later. Medina de Gemara, Hashkiveinu was the last bracha. But another question the Gemara doesn't address is, what about the Chatzi Kaddish? We don't just go from Hashkiveinu to Shemona Esrei, even if the Hashkiveinu is a Gula Richter dummy, but the Chayru were mafsik with Chatzi Kaddish. Why isn't that a hefshek between Gula and Tefillah? Yeah.
Isn't that a Tefillah?
Well, it is some type of Tefillah, but really it's a Tefillah that Hashem should bring the Gula. So actually, it's a combination, especially V'yasmach B'kana, etc. Okay, we'll talk about that. I mean, the Gra says that the reason why I have a Chatzi Kaddish is because since Mi'ikar Adin, Tefillah Sarvis is a Rishus and not a Chayva, so we have the Kaddish to be mafshek between Tefillah Chayva and Tefillas Nedava. But L'chare, it's still very schwer, because then you get into a catch-22, and that is, well, how could Rav Yochanan say there's a chiyuv to be Somer Gula L'Tefillah if you don't even have to daven Ma'ariv at all? I mean, how do you reconcile your mechuyuv to be Somer Gula L'Tefillah and say Tefillas Arvis Rishus? Does it just mean, well, Tefillas Arvis is a Rishus, but if you're going to daven it, you have to be Somer, I mean, what would the Pshat be? Okay. But be it as it may, however you deal with the Kaddish and with the Hashkivenus, which the Gemara does answer that one, Rav Yechanan holds Tefillas Arvis, Smichas Gula with Tefillah by Arvis is a Chayva. Now, Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, not only is it not a Chayva, but he says the specific order of Tefillah negates it. His Shita is Tefillas B'emtza Tikna. Shemona Esreis are like the filling of a sandwich. Shemona Esreis are between the Shemas. In other words, the way it works is, I read Kriyat Shema of the morning with the brachas. I daven Shemone Esrei of Shacharis. I'll daven Shemone Esrei of Mincha. I'll daven Shemone Esrei of Maariv. And after Maariv, I say Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. That's Tefilais B'Emsa Tiknum. Now, even though hypothetically you might have learned that he's also Maariv, you have to be son of Gula L'Tefila. But all he's saying is, you can do it in reverse. Instead of being Samach Gula, you can be Samach Tefila Magula. But still, that wouldn't make sense, because the whole Raya Gula Tefila is Gula first. So if he holds, as Gemara assumes, quite logically, that if he holds that Tefila precedes Gula, he doesn't hold of the whole concept of Smichas, which means that as far as he's concerned, you could daven Maariv, and a half an hour later, say Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. The Gemara then says, what's the machlokes Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish, and Rav Yehoshua ben Levi? Because everybody's Maida, we left Mitzrayim in the day. And everybody's Maida, Makas B'chayres, happened at night. But the machlokes is, what is the Zman of the Iker Geula? Because Geula, Litzfila, is connected to the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rav Yochanan holds Iker Geula Neorta, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds Iker Geula Mitzafra, and that's why. So Zuk Tetzlach. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Alei Mekatanoi here. It doesn't. But Tetzlach wants to say that this machlokes, if Iker Geula Neorta or Iker Geula Mitzafra, is the key to the machlokes Ben Zayman and the Chachamim. Why does Ben Zayma need a riboy for night? Why would he have a hava amina that you're not maskir yitzias Mitzrayim at night? Because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Iker Geula Mitzafra. And that's why I would think I only mention yitzias Mitzrayim in the day. That's why he needs a riboy. Why do the Chachamim say, the way we're learning now, you're mechuyev even without a riboy? Because they go like Rav Yochanan, Iker Geula Meyorta, so you don't need a riboy, there's no Havamina to exclude that. So Mamela, the Tzlach says, Gevaldik. Since it's a Dover Pashat, we pass him like Rav Yochanan, that you're mechuyev to be son of Geula Tefila, we hold Iker Geula Mitzafra. So Mamela, we pass him like the Chachanim, you don't need a riboy at night. And Mamela, the Rambam is Gans Miyushev, that even though you're mechuyev at night, it's not because of Ben Zayim, it's because of the Chachanim, and the Mela, you're going to be maskir limosa Mashiach, and the Mela, lo yikare, lo yayomer, is only a nikar and a tafel, and the Mela, by Avraham Avinu, lo yikare, is only a nikar and a tafel. Okay? This is the gavaldika cheshben of the tzlach, in which the machlaikas of the Tanoim is lechare going to be totally on the machlaikas of Marayim, is going to be totally on the machlekes tanam. Yeah.
Why didn't the Gemara say? Sorry, I forgot that question. Another question: the riff. I thought the direction of the riff was to bring every mishnah, even if we're not.
No. That's not true. the riff is actually fairly ruthless in this. The riff does not bring anything that's not. I mean, the riff will bring sheet. No, the riff will bring machlokes. In other words, the riff's derech was he wanted you to know the machlokes, and then tell you the halacha. So the riff will certainly bring man di amrim. We don't paskin like, but only if it's the background to tell you halacha lemaisa. If it's a stam and agadic teaching, which is not nogeh lahalacha, the riff generally doesn't bring it. And in fact, when the riff brings agadita, the mafreshim, the rishonim go on like, why did the riff bring it? What halachic nafkamina is there in this and the like? So there's no view to hold that you could be medayik in bringing in that mishnah. Although I'll tell you, I do have a tie on the Navi Yehuda's diak there. I'll tell you the problem. The Navi Yehuda wanted to be machiach that the riff must paskin like the chachamim, that you're not maskir at night, not the way the first way, because he brings that Vayam Shemaya is only Nayeg, Vayamer is only Nayeg Vayayim and not Belayla. What about Yitzias Mitzrayim? night. That was the time to work on BEOs. You don't do it at night.
Right.
I think there's a problem with that because Vayomer does not give you the mitzvah. In other words, you are Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechira by a pasuk in Vayomer. But Vayomer is not talking about the mitzvah of Zechira. It's only talking about the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So no matter how you learn, the mitzvah that the parsha is talking about is only Nayeg Bayayim. To say that because it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also Belayla, that would only be true if that would be telling you you have a mitzvah to mention the Exodus. The parsha of Tzitzis is not the source of the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's simply the pasuk by which we're Mekayim. That's the Samatayin on the night of Yom. Okay, so everyone here is the Cheshvan. Now, the anomaly that still one has to think about is Nochamo, that, actually, like Nochamo, it's much better. In other words, I had mentioned that if you learn the other way, that the Chachamim say only day and not night, if you learn that way, then you have an anomaly that the Seder is only night and not day. In other words, there's a bit of a problem. The whole year we say, like the Chachamim, only day, because that's Iker Gula. And B'chlav, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, for sure you have that kach. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Iker Gula mitzapra. What do you mean, Iker Gula mitzapra? Our Seder is at night. So you have to say that once a year, we want to go back to the root. In other words, even if the actual Gula is beyond, the Shairish of the Gula was Korban Pesach, and Makas Bechiris, and Meila, we go back to the Sherish once a year. Okay, but that's a separate issue. At least like the Nei Yehuda, the anomaly is not so strong, because the Chachamim don't say only day and not night, they say both. And indeed, they say night is as good as day, right? They don't delegate night to an inferior level. Okay.
I got confused. The Chachamim, the Rambam goes like the Chachamim, and
yep.
We're like Rabbi the Levi, that the Yom is the Iker.
No. He's learning now. Even the Chachamim say you do it at night, but the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Lila is Iker.
So you needed. That's why you needed the call.
No, you don't need call. Again, his whole point was like this. Nayyuda's point is that if you paskin like the Chachamim, call is coming from Mashiach.
Right.
But you don't need call for night.
So Chachamim are like?
I like Rav Yochanan.
Oh.
Iker Geula
Velayla. So you don't need call to be Marbalah.
That's right. Okay. That's right. But that's the whole point. And that's true because the Rambam Vaday, like everybody, the Rambam paskin is like Rav Yochanan. Right, we're so feel. But we'll talk a little bit more about this because it's just general. I mean, it's not really the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but this inyan about smichas gula with tefillah by Ma'ariv, because there are two kashas to be mayan. And number one, how can there be a chiyuv of smichas gula with tefillah if you hold tefillas arbis as rishus? So I don't even have to daven Ma'ariv except mitam minan. And the second kasha is chatzi kaddish. Why isn't chatzi kaddish a hefsek to do it? Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
As far as how do we pass the Ma'ariv for the
Lachdoris? Well, this is tricky. You know, we really don't know. The one thing we do paskin like is, we paskin, you are mechuyev to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in HaTorah at night. That is the halacha. But whether that means I paskin like Ben Zoma, or whether it means that even the Chachamim are Moda, that's the two views. Nayan Rita's is as two different pshatim. I don't learn the whole Maracha. So Lagabe, this particular mitzvah, it is for sure we do it at night Dol Raisa. But the Machlokas is, we don't know which Mandi Amar is making us do that. Right? That's the Machlokas of this. Okay. No, he doesn't say. That's the problem. That's really the problem. He doesn't say because the Rambam doesn't specifically go there. Although, since the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says mitzvahs will be nigel masa Mashiach, that would seem to follow. And if that's the case, that confirms the idea that he's going like the Chachamim, not like Ben Zoma, which would be a good raya. But he doesn't specifically deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't, you know, so we can't say we know for sure.
So a friend of mine was telling me that they found, they found an ancient Isaiah's measure and also an Amma measure.
Well, I know, you know, there's a museum of a guy in Lakewood. I don't know if you've ever seen the Museum of Living Torah. And he says he found all sorts of measures. He showed Rabbi Yashiv a litra. You know, litra is a weight measure, litra basar. And he weighed it. It's a Roman measure. And he proved that Rashi was, it's followed Rashi Shita, not Taisus Shita. And Rabbi Yashiv told him from now on, he's going to, Halacha L'maaseh, he's going to follow it. So we do find some pieces. So if anyone has it, it would be this guy in Lakewood, Rabbi Deutsch, Rav Shimon Deutsch. It's called Museum of Living Torah. Now, whether it would affect halacha would depend, because if you go with the shita that when the size changes, the shear changes, then earlier measures don't mean anything. If, on the other hand, you're assuming there's a constant size, then indeed that would be relevant. On the other hand, poskim are not so impressed with these things, because they say, well, who says they were right? You know, in other words, you found a measure of a kazas. Well, who was their posek, right? I mean, there were Amorasim then too, right?
What about the Sha'arim and the Harabais?
Well, what Sha'arim do we have in our Harabais? I mean, we don't have any. We don't have any remnant of those Sha'arim.
I don't have to check. When I went through there, I thought they mentioned certain gates. They had like.
Well, we don't have anything at all from the Bais Rishon. That's for absolutely sure.
Okay, so
things like that. Maybe the Bais Sheni, I'm not aware. I think on the southern side, there are excavations from the Bais Sheni, but they can we can check the size of the gate.
I thought I heard that on the tour. I'll ask the tour.
That could be, but on the other hand, you have to say that, you know, the halachos of the size of the gates are not ma'akev, really. So in a sense, that wouldn't necessarily be a total halachic principle.
They would have built it in a way that...
They could have built it different sizes, different times, maybe. Because there's no halacha how tall a gate has to be. The Mishnah describes, the Mishnah gave you a description at a certain time, snapshot, how big things were, but they didn't happen. For example, Herod made things much, he was limited to the Harabais, but he made things much more grandiose, taller, and etc. So it's shayach to have those types of stuff. I mean, you can't expand the Makam HaMikdash without Nevuah, but you can, you know, make a gate bigger or smaller.
Okay. At least I think they were talking about the width.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, that wouldn't be a matter of strict trouble.
The litra that they found, how did Rabbi Yashiv know that that was a legitimate litra?
No, because the difference is, see, kazayas is a Jewish religious measure. Litra is a Roman measure. It's a goyish measure that Chazal used. In other words, in fact, it's not really nogeya any share. I don't even know what the litra is, what halacha would really be nogeya. Something's a Roman measure, so a Roman measure will tell you what it is. But the problem is, kazayas is only used by Yidden for halacha, so that you can't be saying that. That could be an amaretz.